Just waiting. There it is. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. I'm going to call our March 31st CAP meeting to order. We're here because we have three proposals that the TAT needs to review and recommend or not for funding under the Regional II Reduction IGA. As part of that, the only people that are allowed to vote are the parties that are signed to the IGA, so, and that would be their designated voting members. So voting today will be myself, Darren, Chris, Dana, and Peter. We're going to try and do this as quickly and as efficiently as possible, but yet we do want to do our due diligence, make sure we're on board and everybody understands before we take a vote. So with that, Dana, if you don't mind, we would like to hear from you on your proposals for funding.
Did you want me to screen share the image or just kind of verbally walk through?
We can just verbally walk through if you don't mind.
Okay. So I'll start with the Rivercrest Basin Phase 3, and I'll make this short, but ask questions if I'm being too brief. I know we've got other meetings to attend to. So our Rivercrest Basin is the OCM10 in the West labeling system. We identified that basin for INI reduction. And back in November of 2020, we got started on that basin. We have a lot of INI work to do, and we have the funding collected, so we got started. And so this request is for what we refer to as phase three, which is our open cut and pipe bursting phase. So already under construction currently right now is phase one, which was our lining phase. And then a phase two, which had our directional drilling phase. And so this request is just for the construction of phase three. So the design of phase three is an already executed contract. So phase three includes approximately 4,500 lineal feet of open cut full replacement, 3,200 lineal feet of pipe bursting, approximately 92 public side laterals and 20 manhole rehabilitations. And so that map that I includes all of the phases with each pipe rehab method identified by color. And so that initial design phase really took all of the CCTV work and all that and made recommendations on preferred pipe rehabilitation method. So this request is just, as I mentioned, the phase three construction. We're at 60% plans currently. We should have final plans in late April with an intention for bidding in May and hopefully getting under construction in August. The total engineer's estimate at this point is $2.9 million for this phase.
Great. Anybody have questions for Dana on this project? Seeing none. Dana, unless you have anything to add to Rivercrest, we can move on to your II program management.
All right. So our other project that is ready to get a contract awarded is our INI program management. As many of the cities here, we're a smaller city and we just don't have staff capacity to manage all of the components individually. So we move forward with a program management approach. We've hired a prime consultant who has a group of sub-consultants to spread the work around, but one primary consultant to oversee the entire program. This would include helping us with a program management plan and an outreach plan. How are we communicating to those impacted by the various phases of this work? That lead consultant would organize the condition assessment of Basin 8, and that is what we refer to as our McLaughlin Basin. From that condition assessment, that primary consultant and their team would recommend the approach moving forward. They would also be responsible to complete the smoke testing in basin 5, which would be the next basin that we would be focusing on once we get through design and construction of our basin 8. And then also helping us to kind of refine the rehabilitation guidelines and specifications that we created with the Rivercrest Basin, and really move forward with adopting those standards and guidelines for all of our rehab projects moving forward. This contract would include design of all projects that come out of our I&I program. And so today, this request is for what we're kind of calling our 15-month pilot program. And so that total dollar amount is estimated at $1.4 million. So I will be coming back each year to kind of give you a little update on what we've learned and accomplished in that past year and where we're headed in the next year. And instead of laying out a full 5-year, these are the projects, these are the programs, we want to learn from each year's project to inform the future projects. The consultant would lead our CCTV inspections in the remaining basin 8. They would also lead our flow monitoring for any pre and post construction. And so this program management will do the Rivercrest Basin post flow monitoring work, so that we've got one consultant that's really leading this. They'll be providing us an annual report. What have we found? Where are we headed? They will assist us with a discussion with our city commission on a private lateral policy. Basically, will the city look to fund private lateral repairs to gain that reduction in I&I? Also assisting us with a downspout disconnection policy. We found 32 downspouts connected to our sanitary sewer system with our smoke testing that we've completed so far. And then we've got 5 private catch basins were also found connected to the sewer system. So helping us set up, how do we get those disconnected? Is it just a simple splash pad at the downspout, or do we need a full stormwater system to collect that? So really, this is a comprehensive program that will help us to get there. Are there any questions?
Just got a 2-second question. Confirming that basins 8 and 10 are at West, one of our 19, two of our 19. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so Oregon City actually has on your ES3 basin map, we have priority 1 and priority 2. And so basin 8 is your priority 1.
Questions from anyone else for Dana? Okay. If we're all good, I don't think I need a motion. I just need to call for a vote. I would like to put to the designated voting members of the TAT. Do we recommend for funding the Rivercrest Basin Phase 3 construction project as proposed by Oregon City? Now, those in favor, I think thumbs up works. Great, we got them all. Thank you, folks. And we will do the same for the I&I program management in Oregon City. Do the voting members recommend for approval? If positive, please thumbs up. And we're unanimous. We have all 5. Thank you very much, Dana. And Darren, now we're going to move over to you. If you wouldn't mind, please just kind of presenting what you got going on in Gladstone.
Well, it's more like what we don't have going on in Gladstone, to be honest with you. We recently completed a I&I investigation and reduction plan with Leeway Design. With that, there were multiple issues in our system. Not that anyone's really surprised. I came into the middle of this. So some of the history behind that, I'm not 100% on top of. But just some of the details, they completed smoke testing in the 2 basins, the 10100 and the 20400 basins in Gladstone. The East Basin had 183 incidents, both public and private. The West Basin had 56 public and private incidents for a total of 239 incidents. Those are anywhere from catch basins being connected to sanitary to downspouts, private catch basins, pretty much the gamut of everything that we have here. Part of the funding for the design is to take care of those issues. And then once we get through that, it's broke out into two different sections. One of them is taking care of those issues. The other thing that was noticed also was that some of the areas that we had the incidents, we don't have storm system there. So we're going to need to install storm system in 9 different areas to alleviate that I&I. We are looking to hire Leeway Engineering to take care of this for a total cost of $482,911. That will be the design portion for this. Once we get done with the design, the plan is to go out to construction in early 2023, hopefully January. We are stuck under an MAO with DEQ that says we need to have all of this completed by January of 2024. So we're trying to get ahead of this as quickly as possible. We're actually a little bit ahead of schedule. We had to submit our plan to DEQ by August of this year. It has already been submitted to them and been passed by DEQ. So we're just keeping the wheels going forward, and hopefully we can get all this taken care of and get off DEQ's naughty list and keep moving forward with our I&I reduction.
Great, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Darren about the design work for in Gladstone? Okay, seeing none, if we could vote on if we approve to recommend for, sorry.
I actually did have a quick question on that, Darren. I think you'd mentioned that part of this work is stormwater work, or is it all sanitary sewer work?
Well, what it is we have people that are connected to sanitary through their downspouts and things like that. There is no storm in that area, so we're having to install storm to get them off of the sanitary system. That's what I was referring to with that.
Thanks.
And right now, this is just the design. So design of options on how to remove stormwater sources from sanitary. We'll have to revisit, you know, at the time construction, if we're willing to fund actual construction of stormwater facilities, even though it's giving an appropriate location for, you know, and getting it off the sanitary. Anybody else? Okay. Voting members, if we could give a thumbs up if we're in favor of participating or funding in the City of Gladstone. Great, unanimous. Thank you. Sorry, just checking. Oh, yeah, good point, Lynn, thank you. Just so we all remember, in the I&I regional IGA, Wes is committing to funding 33% of these projects. We will be working with everybody, you know, kind of annual reports on what projects have been funded, what amount of funding has been spent. So please bear with us as we're organizing all of this. If you have any recommendations, I am more than happy to hear them, use them, cheat off them. So with that, I want to open it up for public comment. If anybody has any comments or wants to make any statements for the record. Okay, seeing none, I would like to adjourn our meeting. It is 11:46. Thank you everyone for coming together on short notice to do this. We really appreciate it.